This is To The Point with Marcus Amick, where we cut through all the noise to discuss the things that matter most driving the world of automotive sales. Let's get to it. Every new vehicle has some unique selling point, some angle that sets it apart from everything else. Well, at least it should, if it's going to stand any chance of luring buyers, especially in today's competitive market, inventory issues notwithstanding. When rolling out a new Nissan Z, that appeal has historically always been centered on the Japanese sports car's iconic heritage and allure as an exciting and practical option in the coupe segment. Though you could argue that the Z's luster hasn't quite lived up to its legacy in recent years. The latest reiteration of the sports coupe, however, recaptures the excitement of the Z by building on the car's 53-year legacy with several new enhancements that I had a chance to experience firsthand during a recent media test drive in Las Vegas, which included time on the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. 400 horsepower, a standard launch control feature, increased body rigidity, better steering performance, all of which gives the new Z a more confident and exhilarating feeling when behind the wheel. Staying true to the heart and soul of the Z, Nissan has also opted to continue to offer the coupe with a manual gearbox, giving buyers the option of a 6-speed manual or a new 9-speed automatic transmission. The 2023 Nissan Z also features several new cool design cues, drawn from some of the more classic models over the years and conceptualized from 414 sketches by designers from around the world. Pricing? About $40,000 for the Z Coupe Sport, just under $50,000 for the Z Coupe Performance model, and roughly $53,000 for the Z Coupe's Proto Spec, which is limited to 240 units. But given the shifting landscape for performance cars amid all the buzz around high-tech EVs, how does one position a new Z in today's consumer market? Is a higher performance, more contemporary spin on the Z enough to ensure that it hits its sales goals? To get a better understanding of Nissan's marketing strategy for its latest spin on the iconic coupe, we pulled aside Rob Warren, Nissan's Director of Marketing and Sales, to discuss the company's approach to positioning the 2023 Nissan Z.
Rob, let's talk about sort of the marketing leading up to the launch of the Z. What was the thought behind sort of the approach that you were taking,
So what? There's a huge amount of interest in sports cars, and what we saw early on was even when we revealed the car, we had a huge amount of hand raisers, and the amount of social media impressions went through the roof. And so really this car in its own is almost a marketing tool. So from that perspective, it really garners a lot of its own earned media because there's so much pent-up demand and interest in sports cars.
Does it make it easier from a marketing standpoint when you're dealing with a car that has so much legacy?
I would say so. I think it's quite clear the position that not only a sports car, but Z specifically, where it fits, that the recipe is really quite simple. Let's just stick to the key things that people are interested in, and this car really demonstrates those well. You know, it really comes down to the thrilling performance, that iconic design, and then bringing in the elements of modern technology into the mix. And it's just it's a perfect recipe.
Was there anything that you learned from even marketing some other vehicles that you sort of wanted to do differently coming into this?
Well, I think in general, from our perspective at Nissan, we have a holistic approach of you know, how we want to hit the market. And Nissan itself, you know, our core DNA has really been more about being the thrilling brand. And we've been, you know, all about bringing that back. You know, we got away from that for a little while. And so all of our messaging centers around thrill, and specifically the Z in the sports car fits that mold perfectly. And that's why you saw us in the Super Bowl this year. And the Z was at the forefront of all of that, but it ties back to the brand. And then you saw at the end, you saw some elements of some other future cars coming out.
You bring up the Super Bowl and this sort of energy around performance. You talked about it briefly in the presentation. There is this sort of sense that you get from the Z that Nissan is going to stay true to its enthusiast core. How important is that, even within this sort of space that we're in now as it relates to electric vehicles?
Yeah, so specifically, this particular car was aimed exactly like you said, that enthusiast core. And we really went back, you know, taking a look at what was going to be important to the consumers in America. And one of the things I mentioned in our presentation earlier is that 75% of Z sales have historically come from the U.S. So we really wanted to understand what did those enthusiasts in the U.S., what did they value most? And what we learned is that it's the core fundamentals of what makes a sports car great. You know, it comes down to, give me those elements of seamless modern technology integration, but at the same point in time, I want to maintain that connection to the road. Matter of fact, anything you can do to improve that and bring in that visceral emotional connection, please. Distinctive, unique design is important. And the one thing about Z is it's recognizable anywhere. And that was core. So when we were developing that car, we intently went to the design board and said, this needs to follow these iconic golden proportions that we have historically had on Z. And you can see that. You look at the car and you instantly know it's a Z. And then lastly, and most importantly, horsepower and handling were paramount. This is the best performing car Z that we've ever made. And, you know, so that was the number one goal. Now, when we were meeting with our customers, the one thing that they said is, those are important, but what made Z so high in demand over the years has been the fact that you've been able to balance that performance with attainability. And so we were able to create this car, the best Z we've ever made, but at the same point in time, we were able to keep it within that in reach range. So it starts below $40,000, and that is not a base model car. It is an amazing car at that point. And so from that perspective, we wanted to keep it true to what our core enthusiasts want, but that core enthusiast, it migrated a little bit, you know, over time, and we've been able to keep up with that with this car.
How has the core enthusiast changed?
Well, I think the one thing that's kind of, you have those core enthusiasts who are, just give me more power, just give me more, better handling or whatever it may be. But what we're starting to see is we're bringing in new buyers. You're starting to get younger buyers who they've always had technology. So we needed to make sure that we were bringing in some of that technology without taking away that core fundamental vehicle that is essentially what you're interested in, that drive, that emotional connection, the performance, the acceleration. So it's about bringing in some of that modern seamless technology, bringing in that safety without taking away from, you know, the performance aspect of the car, because you got to be careful, because when you start adding more to a car, you start to add weight, or you could add some other elements, which essentially could take away from the other benefits. So it's really about maintaining that balance.
When you're looking and talking to your consumers, your enthusiasts, like where are you sourcing them from? Like where are you going to talk to those consumers?
A lot of different places. Not only do we do clinics and focus groups, we're very connected with our loyal consumers over the years, like the Z Car Club, ZCon, and doing those kinds of things. We're very active with those groups and getting feedback from them, as well as we have other sources of data as well that we can research. That's to find out what the greater overall group of sports car intenders or current customers are interested in. So we have a variety of different research materials that we use to try to understand where the ultimate, you know, direction is going.
When you're looking at positioning, or rather engaging your retail, your dealerships in the space, how has that changed? Has that changed at all from connecting the vehicle to consumers?
I think the dealership experience has changed quite a bit, actually. And Nissan is doing a lot right now to sort of take that consumer experience to the next level. There's a whole lot of different activities that we're doing to try to take advantage of that shopping process. There's more and more people who are shopping from home. And so we're trying to lead the way with that new step. So that has become a bigger part of our business and really developing and linking the consumer to the dealer through that online shopping.
How does when you're dealing with a legacy vehicle like that has so much history from an enthusiast standpoint like DZ, how does that work within that mix?
I mean, you're always going to have some customers who prefer a more face-to-face interaction. I would say that's still the majority of customers, but the majority of customers still go online first. The days of walking into a dealer blind just to look at Monroney labels for their shopping, those days are quite a bit in the past. Nowadays, we just have to assume that nearly 100% of our customers are getting their research on whether it be our website, whether it be third party reviewer websites, social media information. It's all out there. And so we need to make sure that we're providing as much of accurate information out there as we can so that we can help the customers make the appropriate decision during that initial shopping period where there's not an experienced salesperson to help them understand maybe what the key differences are, what the key advantages are. So that's a big part of, that's a big thing that has changed over the years.
When you look at the marketing that you've done so far for the vehicle, what are some of your biggest takeaways from what you've done leading up to this point?
With Z specifically?
With Z
I would
specifically.
Say the biggest takeaway is how much earned media that a car like Z can get. Quite frankly, there's so much interest in the car, so much pent-up demand, and it's not only from our loyal customers. What we're seeing is that there's so much interest from the sports car community that it never ceases to amaze us, how much interest there is in the Z.
Now, back to the noise.